Hello, Belinda Midlitsky. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Just cold.
Yes, we believe so. I wonder about planes. Can planes land when it's so cold and stormy in Cape Town?
I would think so. When one thinks of the more extreme weather at the other side of the world, the pilots are probably able to do so unless it's very, very fogged up. But it's so interesting because even the thought of that, just think of to what degree we humans claim ownership of the world. Here we talk about our airports and our weather. And as bizarre as it might seem, it's kind of tangential to the topic I want to speak about today, which is who really runs the world. No, and it's not girls. And we need to think about the compassion for animals, because last week, before my terrible coughing fit, I spoke about that wonderful wildlife biologist who has developed a new field of road ecology to address and to mitigate the effects on animals of our encroachment into their territory by our roads. But this happens in every area of life. And we can look at this even here, where they cleared for our purposes out of their natural habitats. In Botswana right now, there's culling of elephants going on. And I wanted to say that they are not always well thought through policies. For example, in India, we had an incredible species of wild pigs that were declared vermin last year, and they're being exterminated. And I would really ask why there isn't a compassionate policy, because here it was ill thought through, and now they're doing the same thing in Himachal Pradesh with the rhesus monkeys. They're declaring them vermin. They're going to be hunted. The animal rights activists are up in arms, and it's actually poor forest mismanagement. So again, because it doesn't suit the humans, the animals are being destroyed rather than conserved.
Okay, so can I just ask you something, Belinda?
Yes.
What's your thought on culling in general?
I am not convinced that we are able to calculate accurately enough the impact on the ecology.
Okay.
The World Wildlife Fund has actually calculated that it's between 1,000 to 10,000 species, 1,000 to 10,000% extinction rate that is occurring right now versus what would have been the natural rate. But look at that. It's quite a margin. It's impossible to calculate exactly. So here we've now got rid of these poor wild pigs. Next, what's going to happen to the rhesus monkeys? And the Botswana policy, if it hasn't been 100% thought out, we could be set back for a very long time as far as the animal population goes. So with such a narrow margin, again, this is where I love the science to be brought in increasingly and to use it in a compassionate manner. But here's a cute one, behavioral science and chimps. And I am mad about the primates. And this is so cute because they've done a study in America where they actually get chimps to watch movies. So they have observed that chimps love watching movies, that they display social closeness activities, and these social closeness activities align their mental states towards the stimulus and the sense of closeness through shared experience, the same as with humans. Then they paired the bonobos and the great apes with their humans, and they found that there was increased interaction, and then when the chimps interacted with their partners, they approached their partners, faster, spent more time with them. Here's compassionate science. We sometimes really, really dump on the behavioral sciences and see them as being inferior, all the social sciences, but this is doing good because we're bridging our species and the primates, understanding that it's not all about us and that we don't have to just keep on killing in order to keep things in our favor. There was another one that I think is quite cute, and that is that there was an alligator that was recently appended in Chicago in a lagoon. And they didn't just kill him. They brought out an expert from Florida who caught him and taped his jaws shut. And this again was done in a compassionate manner, conserving, not destroying, and using our initiative and our ingenuity to handle the animals in a compassionate manner.
Amazing. Belinda, that is where we leave it this week. You certainly give us food for thought. You know, I mean, I've always thought, well, there is a well, I've been taught, I've had conversations with game rangers and conservationists that there is certainly a need, according to them, for culling. You know, it's about doing it in a very humane way. And obviously, as you say, with the studies before. Thank you very, very much. And we'll chat to you next week.